Hello, everybody. How are you doing wherever you are in the world? Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi with Progress on Purpose coming your way just for a quick pick-me-up word for the day. We are reloading for more Facebook Live that are going to be starting soon and very soon. Next month, we're going to have a very powerful series that we're going to get started on. But today I just wanted to talk to you on one very important subject. If you keep on living in your life, if you keep on living, keep on putting time and life into your living, you're going to discover soon and very soon you're going to deal with one issue that I want to deal with us, or deal with you and I today. You're going to discover that wherever there's progress, there will always be chaos. Wherever there's progress, there is always chaos. So how do I navigate chaotic conditions when I am making progress to my destiny? So I'm going to speak on steps out of chaos, steps out of chaos. It won't be long. We're going to be real quick and to the point. John chapter 6 and verse 15. This one verse gives us 8 steps out of any chaotic situation you can ever find yourself in. So I'm going to pull out 8 steps out of one verse in the Bible. Steps out of chaos. Steps out of chaos. Whenever you make progress, there's going to be chaos. And how do I handle the chaos on my path to my destiny? Chaos that is always invited into my life because I'm making progress. Whenever you make progress, there's going to be chaos. You need to know how to handle it in order for you to go where you are supposed to go. Thank you so much. I see you coming in and joining. And this is going to be real quick. All right. 8 steps out of chaos. 8 steps out of chaos. John chapter 6, verse 15. One verse is going to give us 8 steps out of any chaotic situation we find ourselves in. Verse 15 says, therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. I'll read it again. Jesus had performed a miracle and the people wanted to make him king. So verse 15 says, therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. 8 steps out of chaos. Number one, whenever you are on your way to your destiny, as you progress on purpose, there will always be chaos. But here's 8 steps out of chaos from one verse. Here it is. 8. Number one, in order for you to come out of any chaotic situation on your way to your destiny, number one, you must recognize chaotic conditions. Learn to recognize chaotic conditions. Learn to recognize chaotic conditions. 8 steps out of chaos from John chapter 6 and verse 15. One verse is 8 steps to get us out of any chaotic situation we find ourselves in. So number one, recognize chaotic conditions. The Bible says when Jesus recognized that there was a mess and it was about to be chaotic, you must learn to recognize chaotic conditions. Don't be so spiritual that when you are walking and being drawn into chaos, you don't have the eye to recognize that it is becoming chaotic. Some of you, the enemy wants to bring chaos on your job, want to bring chaos on your school, want to bring chaos in your marriage, want to bring chaos in your love life. Learn to recognize chaotic conditions. You must have an eye that can smell it and see it. The Bible says Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force and make him king. You must recognize chaotic conditions. Number two, 8 steps out of any chaotic situation you get into. Number one, don't be in denial. Recognize chaotic condition. Number two, resist chaotic conditions. If you do not resist or make a statement and take a stand when it comes to chaotic conditions, they will take you under. They will change your destiny. They will delay you and give you overcommitment in a situation that you're not supposed to be in. So steps out of chaos, number one, recognize chaotic conditions. Number two, resist chaotic conditions. Jesus perceived they wanted to do it by force and he departed. He departed. He resisted by putting action away from where the chaos was. Number three, whenever you are in a chaotic situation, learn to reassess your priorities. Learn to reassess your priorities. Where is it in the text? John chapter 6, verse 15. He says he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. Whenever there's chaos anywhere in your life, however it comes your way, learn to reassess your priorities. You can only step out of chaos based on your priorities. So when chaotic conditions avail themselves, Shay, learn to reassess your priorities. Chaos comes in to mess up your priorities. Chaos comes in so that you can react instead of responding. Chaos, when it comes in, if you don't move by principle and you fly on feeling, chaos can derail your own move to where you're supposed to go. So number one, recognize chaotic conditions. Number two, resist chaotic conditions. Number three, reassess your priorities when you are in a chaotic situation. That's what Joseph did in the Bible. When Sister Potiphar came in and she said, look, sleep with me. And Joseph said, this is chaos right here. How can I sin against God? How can I sin against God? In other words, he had to reassess his priorities in order for him not to do the wrong thing with Sister Potiphar and be thrown into jail. It's sometimes when you need to have priorities that you're willing to be punished for. You need to have priorities that you are willing to even die for. So when you are in any situation that is, it really matters. Reassess your priorities. Thank you. Stop reacting before processing. I like that. Number four, 8 steps out of chaos. Number four, responsibility. Accept your responsibility. You have a responsibility in any chaotic situation you find yourself in. John chapter 6 verse 15, it says, Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king. Listen to this. Here's what Jesus' responsibilities were. He departed again to the mountain. He took responsibility. If Jesus had stayed there, it would have been a different story. My friend, in any chaotic situation you are in, you have responsibility and you must accept your responsibility in any chaos. It may be chaos in your family. It may be chaos in your friendships. It may be chaos in your relationship. Wherever chaos is in your life, you have a responsibility. Accept it. Jesus accepted his responsibility by departing from there. Even not participating in a chaotic situation is accepting your responsibility. That's very important. Number five, if you are to step out of chaos, I'll give you 8 out of one verse, react, learn to respond, proceed with purpose. When you are in a chaotic situation, respond. Proceed with purpose. The Bible says Jesus departed again to the mountain by himself alone. You see that precision that takes place and you see purpose in it. It was not just a happenstance where Jesus simply avoided the crowd, but what Jesus did, he moved away from there. He went to the mountain by himself alone. Learn to respond in any chaotic situation. Respond, proceed with purpose. Number 6. It's very important that this verse says Jesus departed, went to the mountain by himself alone. And this was Jesus' culture or Jesus' ritual that he always had. Early in the morning before the sun came up, Jesus always went to the mountain to pray. All right. So mountainside and Jesus alone was always associated with him praying. So if you are to step out of any chaos in your life, you must learn to reprogram your thinking. Okay. You must have some ritual, I'm using that word, your own spiritual customs of reprogramming your thinking. When you are in a chaotic situation, step away to reprogram your thinking. For some of us, it may be, you know what, you want to step away and listen to that song. You want to step away and maybe read the Bible. You want to step away, find whatever it is that you can use in any chaotic situation to reprogram your thinking. Your mind matters when you are in chaos. It is very, very important. When anything becomes chaotic, don't lose your mind, okay? Don't lose your mind. Don't run on your feelings and neglect your mind. So when you're in a chaotic situation, learn to reprogram your thinking. Number seven, 8 steps out of chaos from John chapter 6, verse 15. Number 7, refuse chaotic company. Refuse chaotic company. The text says, Jesus departed from there alone, by himself alone. He didn't even go with his disciples. He didn't go with those who were his close knit circle. There are moments when, in order for you to step out of chaos in your life, you, my friend, must refuse chaotic company, irregardless of who is the source and who is the avenue through which chaos comes into your life. So I want to challenge you right now. See, everybody in your life needs to know they're all on standby. Everybody can go. Everybody can be left behind. Everybody is not bigger than the destiny that God wants to accomplish with you. See, Jesus understood. Jesus had this reputation of refusing chaotic company. You remember even Peter, when Peter said to Jesus, listen, you're not going to die. Jesus said, hey, 3 days I'm going to die, you know, and I'm going to destroy the temple and build it. And Peter said, no, you're going to die. You know what Jesus did? Jesus simply looked at Peter and he says, get thee behind me, Satan. Jesus refused chaotic company. You remember when Jesus was tempted, the temptations of Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, when the devil said to him, bow down and worship me. Jesus said, listen, chaotic company, get thee behind me. So learn to refuse chaotic company. All right. There are some people who are sources of chaos in your life that you need to block on your email. You need to block on your phone. You need to block on your WhatsApp. You need to block on your Facebook. Come on, talk to me. There is power in that word block. All right. You must learn to refuse chaotic company. The most dangerous thing in life is to leave your life under chaos and you're not the source of the chaos. If you keep on living, you're going to understand that other people's issues are not your issues. You got to get to a point where you got to separate what is it? Why am I going through what I'm going through? Is this my decision or is somebody else extending their drama into my life? Okay, don't participate in someone's drama where you're not being paid to take a part. Refuse chaotic company. Refuse it. If you are dating somebody who brings chaos every time, there is more explanations in your relationship than celebrations of love and joy. You are in a chaotic situation. So it really matters. Jesus was drawn into a chaotic situation where the people wanted to make him king. Jesus didn't come to become king. You need to know your priorities. Reassess your priorities because people can make you something that you're not. And there are so many people in this world who are in positions that they don't deserve to be in, but because people made them, they accepted it, and yet they have no business being there. See, people can make you date somebody that you don't love because they think you are a good pair. They think you are perfect together. You must learn to refuse chaotic company. There are so many people who are so unhappy in this world because they are living their lives based on what other people think of them. People thought Jesus was to be king. No, Jesus came to be the savior of the world. Jesus didn't come to become a king of Israel. He came to win the whole world back to God. When you are in a chaotic situation, I'm telling you, and you church folk know, there's more chaos in church than in the club. Come on, talk to me. Don't just hook up with everybody. Don't just try to be on everybody's program. Learn to refuse chaotic company. Not everybody smiling at you. Not every oh, please, let me. This is the last one, then I'll let you go. 8 steps out of chaos from John chapter 6 verse 15. Recognize chaotic conditions. Resist chaotic conditions. Reassess your priority when you are in a chaotic situation and accept your responsibility. You have a responsibility in any chaos you find yourself in. I was going to the gym this morning, and it's very cold here in the States, very cold. In Ohio, it's just something else. I mean, so I got out of my garage, and my car got stuck. My car got stuck, you know, and I couldn't go forward, couldn't go back. And, you know, all of a sudden, and there's nobody coming because I started asking myself, why did I even get out of the house? Why shouldn't I just stay in there and took the excuse that it snowed? But I said, no, I'm going. I got to lose this 25 pounds. Got to let it go. And whilst I was sitting in the car, it dawned on me. That's when I said, I need to put this on Facebook for my friends. I had a responsibility and I had to accept the responsibility. My car is out of the garage. My car is stuck in the snow. I have a responsibility. Do I go forward? Do I go backward? Do I go get a shovel? Do I shovel myself out? And I'm telling you right now, in any chaos you find yourself in, whether it's brought in by others or you brought it on yourself, you have a responsibility. Your power is in accepting your responsibility in any chaos you find yourself in. Don't deny, recognize this is chaos and take responsibility of it. All right? Respond. When you're in a chaotic situation, don't react. Respond. Respond. Proceed with purpose. Proceed with purpose. And number six, reprogram your thinking. Whenever you're in a chaotic situation, reprogram your thinking. Right here between your ears. This is where your treasure is. Your treasure is right here. It's not in the bank. It's not with the bank card. It's right here between the two ears. Reprogram your thinking when you're in a chaotic situation. And number seven, refuse chaotic company. And number eight, my friends, and I'm out of your way, renew your commitment to God whenever you're in a chaotic situation. Jesus, the Bible says, he went to the mountain by himself alone to talk to his Father. Jesus did this every time. Well, after feeding the 5,000, when everybody was excited, Jesus went to the mountainside to renew his commitment to God. Let me tell you something. Chaos comes to mess up who God wants you to be. That person who is attacking your character, that person who is scandalizing your name, that person who is literally wrecking you up, they are not playing. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I want you to understand, my friend, chaos, you can walk out of chaos and learn to renew your commitment to God. Don't allow chaos to make you bitter and change who you are. Don't change who you are because of what people bring on you. The story says they wanted to make Jesus king, and Jesus said, no. I call this thing the gift of opportunity abandonment. If you're going to come out of chaotic situations, you must learn the gift of opportunity abandonment. Not every opportunity to make you king is not why you were born and why you are around here. You need to reassess your priorities, especially when people want to promote you for no reason. You need to know why they're lifting you up, where they're coming from, what force is behind them. Don't just take good. Even Jesus was tempted. I'll talk about it tomorrow. You remember, even the devil actually elevated Jesus to the top of the church. Not every elevation is divine orchestrated. All right? Not every promotion is God orchestrated. It matters, my friend. They wanted to make Jesus king. Jesus said, no. You know what? He stepped away. He didn't argue with them. He didn't debate with them. He simply stepped away, went to the mountainside to renew his commitment to God. I want to challenge you, child of God, all of us. If you keep on progressing, Walter, I see Walter, my classmate from way back in the day. I want you to understand, if you are going to make progress on purpose, there will be chaos in your life. And when chaos comes your way, you need to know how to step out of chaos. If you don't know how to step out, you are going to die in the chaos. Dreams are going to die. You're going to lose energy in the chaos. So my friends, run it down again. Recognize chaotic conditions. Resist chaotic conditions. Reassess your priorities in a chaotic situation and accept your responsibility in a chaotic situation. Respond, proceed with purpose, and reprogram your thinking whenever you're in a chaotic situation, and refuse chaotic company. People need to know it's an honor for them to have access to you. It's an honor for people to have your number. It's an honor for people to have access. Access is a very powerful thing. Don't become an easily accessible being that your heart and your emotions are at the mercy of whoever shows up in your life. No. Refuse chaotic company. Some people do not deserve a front row seat in your life. They deserve to be in the balcony or to be outside the building. So you must learn to refuse chaotic company. And lastly, my friends, renew your commitment to God. And I tell you what, chaos is going to come, but we're ready because we're going to progress on purpose. We're going to think this thing through, and we are not going to feel this thing out. Blessings on you, my friend. See you tomorrow. If the Lord drops something on my heart, I'll just share it with you. Blessings on you.